From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to say what that decision was. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson late Wednesday met in New York with the other signatories to the deal.
He had made a decision. He has not shared that with anyone externally. Prime Minister May asked him if he would share it with her, and he said no. So I think, you know, as the president's always indicated, he will let you know when he thinks it's useful to let you know, and he doesn't share his forward planning with people.
Mr. Trump, who has been highly critical of the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, has until October 15 to tell Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance with the two-year-old deal. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday at a U.N. news conference that any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. During his U.N. speech, he said Iran would not be the first to violate the deal. Meanwhile, General John Hyten, head of the U.S. Strategic Command, says Iran is operating under the agreement while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles. Togolese security forces on Wednesday opened fire on anti-government protesters across the tiny West African country, demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Rights groups say one boy was killed and two dozen others were wounded. Tensions are on the rise in Togo since protests broke out last month over an effort to reimpose a two-term limit on presidents. The Gnassingbé family has ruled the country since independence 50 years ago. Tuesday, the parliament failed to approve a measure providing for term limits after the opposition boycotted, charging a provision would allow Mr. Gnassingbé to remain in power. This is VOA News. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea are expected to meet Thursday in New York on North Korea following President Trump's warning that the U.S. is prepared to destroy the North if it threatens the U.S. or its allies. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe devoted his U.N. General Assembly speech Wednesday entirely to the threat posed by North Korea. Mr. Abe warned that Pyongyang's nuclear weapons either already are or on the verge of becoming hydrogen bombs, and their means of delivery sooner or later will be intercontinental ballistic missiles. He said now is not the time for dialogue, but pressure. Japan Forum for Strategic Studies senior research fellow Grant Newsham said Mr. Abe's policy closely resembles that of the ally U.S.
I think Prime Minister Abe realizes that Japan's interests and his interests are in staying as close to the Americans as possible. And what he said does align with what Mr. Trump has said.
Last week, North Korea fired a missile over Japan for a second time this year. A Red Cross truck carrying supplies for Rohingya Muslim refugees crashed Thursday in Bangladesh, killing 9 aid workers. The driver apparently lost control near the border town of Cox's Bazar. In Rakhine State, several hundred Buddhists tried Thursday to block an aid shipment to Muslims. Police had to fire warning shots and made several arrests. On Wednesday in New York, Vice President Mike Pence called on the Security Council for strong and swift action to end a nearly month of violence in Myanmar.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
Myanmar's vice president, however, told the UN Wednesday the security situation in Rakhine State is improving, with no new clashes reported since September 5th. The Spanish government is preparing for more protests as Catalan separatists take to the streets following a central government crackdown on those behind an October 1st independence referendum. Protests like this were held in Madrid and Barcelona. Police have raided Catalan government offices, arresting local officials and seizing millions of ballot papers. The country's constitutional court ruled the vote was unconstitutional. In Mexico, authorities now say nearly 240 have died following Tuesday's earthquake in central Mexico that collapsed buildings in Mexico City. Rescuers are working around the clock to locate and rescue survivors. Hurricane Maria has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm after lashing the Caribbean out into Puerto Rico Wednesday, plunging the U.S. territory into darkness. The storm caused widespread flooding, has left at least 10 dead. U.S. central policymakers held off for now, raising a key interest rate and announced plans to reduce the bank's holdings of trillions in government bonds and mortgage-backed securities following the 2008 financial crisis. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.